Hey y'all, how we doing? Good morning. Joel Pilka with the Crush Life Podcast. Thinking about truth today and how the truth will set you free. You know, are you being completely honest and truthful with yourself and with those in your lives? And are you speaking it? Like, think about relationship issues. We're all going through it. I'm going through a lot of that. And in that, am I being honest with the people in my life about how I feel and about how life is and how I see it and what I want? Or do we skirt that sometimes because we want to make the other person maybe not hurt so much, or maybe you don't want to make yourself hurt so much? And so we skirt the truth a little bit, but then in that, what happens? You don't ever really get what you want. The other person really never gets what they want. It could be anything. It could be a job interview. What if you're in a job interview and they ask you about something and you kind of, you know, stretch the truth, or you kind of lie about it a little bit just because maybe you need the job or you want the job. But then you end up getting the job and it's not really maybe what you wanted, right? Again, because you weren't honest about it. If you were honest about it, maybe you wouldn't have got the job, and maybe that's actually what needed to happen. It's easy for us to bend the truth, to twist things, to maybe not say exactly what we want, because we're trying to control the outcome. I'm doing it all the time. I mean, not lying, but you know what I'm saying? We kind of, hey, is it okay that you have to come into the office every day that, you know, and this is not a remote position? Oh yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I love working around people. Well, you know, maybe you really need a job and maybe it's okay to say that, but you know, in your heart, that's not what you want. You really want a remote role, or you really want maybe a hybrid, but we stretch the truth because we need it. And then what happens? You get it and then you don't like it and you're miserable and you're sad and then you leave and then you suffer and the company suffers and everything. I mean, that's just one example, but you know exactly what I'm getting at. You know, the other day I was having a little conversation with my partner, and I was completely honest, and it hurt both of us, but we both looked at each other and we knew it was the right answer, but we also couldn't believe that we were talking about that, especially when things are hard to talk about. And it just made me think, like, are we always being honest? And it's freaking scary. Because when you are completely truthful, not like, hey, do these pants make me look fat? But maybe in that instance, it's okay to say, you know what? I think they're sexy, or but doesn't work with what you're wearing today. And, you know, whatever it is, but it's like only if you really think it's sexy. Like, I know that's a tough example, but like, are we being honest? Because if we are in the moment, what happens there? You're content with yourself, then also, people will trust you. Even though if they know you might hurt their feelings, they can trust you. And so guess what happens? They may not come for you advice at certain times because they may not want to hear it, but a lot of times they will, because they know you're going to tell them exactly what it is. And it's like the do I look fat in these pants? People should ask you because they know you're going to give them the real deal on it. So I would just encourage myself and everybody else to be as truthful as possible. And you might think that you are, and you always are, because I don't lie. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, it's different between lying and massaging it to try to control the outcome. And even especially with our children, if you have children, it's easy to say those things like, you know, to try to massage the truth so that you can control their feelings, so that they may even not hurt so bad. I have a family member, I'll leave you with that. A family member that will lie to all other families. Not my immediate family member, but will lie to all of us around them because they want to spare the hurt. Oh, you know, here's a perfect example, and then I'll be done. When you don't want to do something, there's a party you're supposed to go to, or a dinner you're supposed to go to. You have plans with somebody and you'll call them up and you say, you know, I'm just not feeling good. I'm sick. Or we'll make up an excuse and we'll blame it on something else. And it's just so that they don't think you're an asshole, or that they're not mad at you, or whatever it is. But it's like, if you could just be honest with people, it will start to be freeing. Again, maybe you lose one or two friends out of it, but maybe that's what you needed. Maybe we needed to not have so many people up in our ass because We don't have time for it. Or we're trying to keep people around that we think we love or that we think love us, and we're trying to protect it and protect our hearts and protect our emotions. It makes sense. Anyway, I was reading today, and the main point of it was the truth will set you free. And I just wondered if we could be more honest, yes, with ourselves, but with everybody else around us, maybe life will actually bring us what we want if we're being truthful. Because if you're being truthful, you'll get back, right? Maybe life will give us exactly what we want if we can be honest with it and truthful with it in every situation. Thank you for listening as I process that. It's kind of big, but you know what we're going to do today? We're going to crush life.